Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth, to the Love Truth Show. This is your host for today, Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministry. I'd like to take the time out to thank my listening audience. Thank Blog Talk Radio and Google for its platform. This is 2018, April the 9th, 2018, a Monday. Rejoice in the Lord. This is our time together. In Psalms 119, verse 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a wonderful day, a day of rejoicing. 2 Sundays ago, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. He's in this world today, and regardless what man might say, he never leave, he never forsake you. One day he will come back for his church. Those who confess with him, I believe in their heart that he is the Lord and Savior. He is the redeemed one. You have to believe. You might not understand everything that's going on, but keep your faith in God. He's not man. He will not, cannot lie. So he is resurrection power. And that's what we're talking about. Born again, living for Jesus, giving our all. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we don't have trials and tribulations. It just means we know who we put our trust in. We know how to. Or we're working on learning more how to pray, how to worship, how to come together in fellowship with other believers who believe in the good news, who believe in life and the power of life, and knowing that in death there's power, because those who believe in Jesus will have eternal life. But we, as a reason being walking this earth, we die from so many things. We can die from negative behavior and put that to rest and break up a renewed person, like somebody going through anger management. They have anger problems for any type of reason, and they try to get help to conquer that. And when they do, they're a new being, a new person. Somebody's sick in their body, and they find ways to heal themselves, you know. God's a healer. He gave us different type of herbs, H-E-R-B, and different things. We can use to make ourselves healthy. And doctors and other type of practitioners who specialize in true health, which doesn't always require somebody making an incision on you, taking something out of you, it doesn't matter. Maybe changing the diet, exercising more. It's a host of different ways. God is awesome. All the resources he gives us. He said, I give you everything. Everything is within you. The kingdom of God is in you. All you have to do is believe and know you have the answer. And that's something we all have to work on, regardless of what our background is. Some people don't even believe in there's a God, but they tap in, knowing there's resources up there for them to tap in. They call it a karma, or things in the universe. But everything in the universe, in the galaxy, comes from God. It's created by his hand. It doesn't just be. We have to believe that and understand that. And even if we don't understand right now, just say, no, I'm going to believe that. No, then this will just happen. If it happens, God ordained it. He allows it in some form or fashion. So when you read the book of John, chapter 11, it talks about Lazarus and his death and his sister, Martha and Mary. And Jesus said in verse 25, I'm going to start with verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I have known that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again and the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And whatsoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Believe thou this. And this is Martha. She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, the master is come, call for thee. As soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then which was with her in the house comfort her, and when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her saying, she goes into the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother hath not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and Jews also weeping, which came with her, she groaned in the spirit and with trouble, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself comes to the grave, and it was carved and a stone laid upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And Martha said to him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stink, for he had been dead for 4 days. Remember, before his foundation, y'all. And he groaned in the spirit, right? That's the Holy Spirit. Then they took away the stone from the place where he died and lay. And Jesus lift up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of people which stand by say it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He that was dead came forth with bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said to him, loose him and let him go. Now this is interesting. He doesn't doubt that he's himself. And then a knocking, you know, at Jesus' grave site later on in the story, is that when Jesus is in the tomb, there was a knocking there indicating that he'd be coming back. I know Pastor Mitchner of Purpose for Life Ministry went over that. I'd love to go over what she said, which I had the notes, but anyway, that he's coming back the way the knocking was. Lays indicating, it was fully indicating the person's coming back. But here they talk about even Lazarus have a knocking. And that knocking, I have to go in more detail, but that's interesting. Just as a point, maybe we all can draw on. But at the grave site of Lazarus, what does knocking mean? that he had. And it said his face was bound about with a knocking. So he had a knocking to walk around his face. So he was bound as if he was dead, mummified. He wasn't coming back. But he came back. So I think it's an interesting thing because I didn't know. But anyway, Jesus said, I'm the resurrection. Now he looked into the hills where his help come from. And this is amazing. At that time, he walking as a man, even though he's the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right above one. But this thing, he's saying, he looking to the hill, Father, asking for help. I know you never leave me, never forsake me. I know you're here. But let these people realize that they don't understand you never leave me, never forsake me. Let's look how we pray to our God when we ask him for help. And those of us who've been in faith for a while, we be seeking, you know how God answers. We want people to know and desire for them to know. Listen, God, you talk to me. God, you talk to you. And want God to reveal that truth, that holy truth to them. So that's right, interesting. So I knew that thou hears me always, but because of the people who stand by, I say it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. We're all looking for miracles in our lives, so people can know that we walk with God. And just look to the hill and just constantly believe that God will do in your life daily. In our own personal realm, it's the world we live in. I always say this, it's your mind, your system, but it's the people that you know close, that's your world. If you didn't have TV and internet, you wouldn't know nothing about anything else out there, so somebody might tell you. You may believe, well, it got to be some other people, but how do you reach them? But now you got the internet, you got ships and planes and boats and trains that go all over the place. And they connect us. But just think about how powerful God is, how God is love and peace and joy. Just sit back and meditate and really take time. We be so busy in our day trying to fulfill what we say. We're not about the world, but we're so busy. Showing the desires of work, we see things, you have to eat, you have to sleep, you have to have a roof over your head. But we take it away, the man says you're supposed to have it. So we have to really stay in meditation, stay in prayer. But always in faith, in belief. Faith is a substance, hope for evidence not seen. You got to keep that belief holding on, even when you got tears flowing from your eyes, even when you're feeling devastated. I believe in the resurrection power of a new opportunity of life, of loved one living again, and they pass on to the point where they not come back until you see them again in a new life. But just believe that you will see them again, those who believe in Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to deny nobody else, but I only know what I know about my faith, you know. So I pray the glory to God that we all seek love, peace, and joy, and seek the face of God. And I know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's my understanding. That's what I believe. And that's just my prayer. Things that, when revealed to me, let me know that he is God, that he is the only way. And I hope that those of you who are on this call will reach out to him to say, I believe, I want restoration life. Right now, my own personal life. I want to live again. I want to be born again. I want to have a new start, refreshed start. I want to walk the right way. I walk away from God. Maybe you never seek God. Maybe you don't even believe God. I want the opportunity to believe you. I don't know if you for real, God, never. I'm going to say I believe. I want to know who you are, all you for real. If you're a person in faith and you find to forget Jesus is the way, so God, I want to know the truth. I don't want to purge. And seek and believe he will tell you the truth. And maybe you're a person who believes and confesses with your mind, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And so you are born again, but you haven't been in church, you haven't been studying the word. Get back into the word, study, and find a good Bible for the church. It doesn't mean that church not going to have issues and problems. They're human beings. They all fall short of the glory of God. That's operating and walking in love. There's so many things going on in this world. Let's walk in love, walk in true love. And so many people have issues with their sexuality. I can't figure it out. But I can't say they wrong. They won't call it a disability. You know, people have sometimes grown born with two different sexes, different sex organs, and parents trying to figure which one should they keep, and you really can't, because you don't know what that child could be more. You know, cut something off, and actually here's a boy, or vice versa. So it's something hard. So you can't sit with a person really thinking and what they're really feeling. Might look like a boy and feel like a totally like a woman, and vice versa. So it's something that I'm just praying about. We can't deny we're only human. It's operating love. We don't understand everything, but we don't need to be people throw back those stones and say, God, I don't understand this, but I'm going to do what you said. Love conquers, man. Love conquers everything. I'm going to operate in love. Let the light that you shine in me shine through to other people so they can feel your presence, know your presence, know you for themselves. So this is what I pray. I encourage you to know them for yourself. He is the resurrection in life. He is the only way. As he says, I am the resurrection in life. He that believes in me, though he was dead, yet he lived. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Believe thou live. Believe. You know, there's, we get two people who went on to be with the Lord, friends of my brother. I met a real nice people. So my heart and prayer go out to their family, go out to Karen family, go out to Judy family. They was believers, so who I believe in him should never die, but believe that this they everlasting life. One day we will see him again in glory. So my heart and prayers go out to that family and to all people who mourn it. A loss of a loved one. I pray they meet Jesus and listen in Jesus. He is the resurrection of life. I ask and pray for the people of Boston, all the way down the floor, that's with those same loss of loved ones, children. And if children during the week is constantly getting killed, I put in my prayers down. And those people who are missing people, all these missing young girls, I pray that Jesus release the bound or the enemy who got them caught up for maybe drug traffic, sex traffic, or just people just have them, release them back to their parents, their love, when they're gone, safety, unharmed. I ask this in your name, Jesus, for you is the resurrection in their life. You say, like you said in your word, I know that thou hears me always, but because of people who are staying right here, listen to me on this Blog Talk Radio, but I say it, that thou may believe that thou has sent me. They may believe that you have sent me. Even on Blog Talk Radio to share this good news, to let them know that you are real, that you are love, that you are peace, that you are joy. So I'm asking you to touch the hearts of the heavy-hearted people, give them comfort. And those who like to mischief, stop it. If they belong to you, stop it. We ask you to bring down all the strongholds of the enemy. I pray for every boy and girl, every teenager, every man and woman, every senior, regardless of age, I pray they seek you and they know you have everlasting life with you. And they have life more abundant while they're here on this earth, operating in joy, operating in harmony of love, peace, and joy. Not operating in harmony with somebody else who might not be love and joy, but really people like mine, I pray, come together, who really like joy, who love peace, who love happiness, who love heaven talk, heavenly talk, who love talking about good things and healthy things. That's important, to speak into our atmosphere, speaking our surroundings. It's crucial, it's right, important. I'm going to go to John 5, verse 24-25, and I get some of these scriptures that have taught me to pull up certain scriptures. I use the good old Google, because sometimes you're trying to figure where to go and what scripture. I get punching the words, I want scripture that relates to this. And it helped me. So I got Knowing Jesus, the blog talk, and his, some kind of blog, BibleKnowsJesus.com. I get to pull up the scripture information, I'm saying, or God placed in my heart to share. But the scripture is the scripture that believes it's from him. Okay. John, verse 5. Verse 24 and 25. I got my slash. You want to start? Well, I'm just trying to put something out. Right, right, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. Shall not come into condemnation. I've got to get back to my word. But is passed from death to life. Right, right, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they shall hear, live. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing, as I heard. I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that bear witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. Ye sent unto John, he bear witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that I might be saved. He was a burning and shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I had greater witness than that of John, for the work which the Father had given me to finish, the same work that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. You have not his word abiding in you. For whom he has sent him, you believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you would not come to me that you may have life. I receive not honor from man, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another should come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one over another? Seek not the honor that comes from the God only. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that comes that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For have you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe in mine? That's deep. They believe when God showed his prophet, Moses, and so many people, teachers, and people, bishops and ministers, people who chant the good news. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You see evidence of, see people's lives being changed. A resurrection of life. And those are people who were resurrected to death, so they're all going to come to the judgment seat and figure out. They will know if they belong to him or not. You can't play around with the word of God. You can't play around with his wisdom, his will, his love. Good truth will show. It will show in some form or fashion. They say what's done in darkness will come to light. We have to remember that. But it will be a time where we're all going to meet up. And either you believe in his love and his power, or you don't. I'm going to read 1 John 5. And say, whosoever believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God. Everyone that loves him, that begotten loves him, also that is begotten of him. But this we know, that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not greed. We got to make sure we don't grieve God's word. When God says something, you have to pray and say, God, seek me out. I seek your face, seek your grace. Lead me, let me, show me in the way I should operate. But too many times we do grieve. We why we say, he says, you can't do this and that. We wonder why we can't do that. We feel a certain way. And I think sometimes we get a certain feeling across us. We might have prayed about something, but we're doing something opposite than what he's saying. Then we want to know what is that feeling that we're feeling. And you might be actually grieving the Holy Spirit. So I ask that we work on not doing that and really seek his face. God, this is really what you want. Show me evidence of what you want. Make it clear. If it's something you, if you don't want to make it, make it clear in a way that you know, okay, God, I don't want me to do this. And it may not be something you're doing today, the evil. It may not be something he wants you to do or call you to do. And for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. It is spirit that bear witness, because the spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he had to fight of his Son. He that believes on the Son of God had a witness in himself. He that believed not God had made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God had given us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that have not the Son of God have not life. These things have I written unto you that believes on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the evidence, confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we had a petition that we desire of him. If any man see his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he should ask and he should give him life. For them that sin not unto death, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that he should pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and they sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sins not. But he that is begotten of God keep himself, but the wicked one touch him not. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God, eternal life. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. And I read that whole scripture, 1 John 5. And it's funny, several years ago, God put me to that chapter, that book, and it kind of answered a lot of prayers. And I can't even remember exactly what I asked for at that time. But God will answer in ways that will blow your mind in a healthy manner. Seek his face. Believe in his word. There's so much stuff going on in the world that we don't have answers to, but we got to hold on to his evidence. Hand, arm, word, love, truth. This is a fallen world, but we have everlasting life through Jesus Christ, through his blood, through his death, through his resurrection. We have to believe that, stand in faith. Everything has a reason. Like I take a chemical, okay? You mix something out, somebody made a refrigerated part. Some kind of way somebody designed something, and we were designed in an amazing way. And how God operates is a way that we may not understand, but he is real, he is truthful, he is life. You go to sleep at night, you might have slept and drunk something. Maybe been a drink, maybe been a vision. Come and God warned you about something. And we shake it off, and you hear it on the news, or something happened in your own family, your life, and you realize, oh my gosh, God showed me to. Maybe show it to you clearly, maybe in a way, in a different form or something. But you know he was speaking to you, and you let people tell you No, you're crazy. No, you're not crazy. God's talking to you. You've been asking him questions. You might not be asking questions. You're having dreams. God trying to tell you, here I'm God. I'm for real his spirit. Don't shut out the spirit of God. Just work on believing and keeping the faith and hold on to everlasting life by having Jesus Christ in your life. So those who are on this call, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm asking you, I like really, really begging you to really seek him. You don't care where you're at around the world. Jesus always been, regardless for anybody say, he always has been, always will be. Before the foundation of the world, before Africa, before European nation, before America, he always was. The scriptures wrote about him. And God will use whoever he chooses to try to share the word when he write it down to reach people. He will even use your enemies and use his enemies to let the light and love shine. Because what's done in darkness must always come to light. Hold on to his everlasting arm, his word, and believe he is who he says he is. He's not us. We may disappoint each other and our families and our culture and in the world or the race against another race, but the truth is Jesus will stand by itself. Seek him. Don't seek man's wisdom. You can, you know, God give people for us to work together and believe one of them, but never put man before God's word. When God says something, we believe in it. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it. Be glad in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to put this one thing. Every Monday, Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m., the Love Truth Show is on to share the good news with you. So come and join in. Tell your family, friends, loved ones. Post it. Hit share every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, all this is on Blog Talk Radio. On the internet, I'm not even on the Agit Radio, but the channel will be. I need for Christianity. You can go to Love Truth Ministry or may say Love Truth Williams 645. Anywhere you will find me. If you find my name Kim Williams, you're going to see Love Truth Ministry. You may see Purpose Driven Travel 1. You may see a lot of different names of me. That's me. You may see You Find It Here Shopping. I got the National Black Unity News. That's David Murphy, but I punch things in, and you will find me. So here goes Psalm anywhere. Y'all have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. I pray peace, joy, happiness, and love over y'all. Until we get together, be safe. Keep the faith and hold on to your fame and to who you are. Personally, when Jesus comes back, it ain't got to do with your fame, your love, and friends, whoever believes in Jesus Christ. It's about you. Have you made your election known? People say, we went, I voted for this person. You know, man, I voted for that. I stand for that. Hey, we stand up for God. Hey, you believe in the word of God. Not what man say, but what God says itself. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. I'm going to end with this song, part of the song. And this is singing the battle hymn of the Republican. Hope you can hear. This is you on YouTube.